Welcome back, Wisconsin. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Get your phones ready, everybody, because in the 4 o'clock hour, my little buddy and your friend Dom Salvia is going to be dropping the secret word of the hour in Civic Media's statewide text to win contest. So in the 4 o'clock hour, you got to go get that app. When Dom gives you the word in the 4 o'clock hour, you're going to text using the app. That's going to enter you to win either $100 or some gold jewelry, which we give away in the hour. And it's going to get you entered to win a pair of indoor club level tickets to see the old green and gold in Green Bay on Monday, December 23rd against New Orleans. Don't miss it. That contest happening every day of the week, weekdays, Monday through Friday, this week in the 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. hours. We're going to continue this contest through next week. Don't miss out, everybody. But we've still got some more time with my good friend and yours, Tom Paulswitz, one of the most reasonable men in politics. And I'm hoping, Tom, that your reasonableness can help me get my head around what the hell is going on with the Teamsters report saying that somewhere north of 60% of Teamsters are pro-Trump at this point. I can't make heads or tails. I actually can. Yesterday I said it's a result of people feeling screwed and not getting a fair shake at things, feeling like they're not getting ahead, which is not logically a vote for Donald Trump, who's just going to have more tax giveaways to his billionaire buddies. It's a vote for Kamala Harris to help fix all of this mess. What's your instinct on what's going on here, Tom?
You know, when I ran, I went in front of the unions and had conversations, and I could tell that there was this beginning of union members questioning whether Democrats were really helping them or not. And I had a hard time wrapping my head around it then, and I have a harder time now. Because all else held equal, Republicans have said over and over again, they want to kill unions. Because unions get in the way of more profits. And so, to me, and we were talking a little bit about this before, is it's a failure of leadership to help the actual union members understand what benefits they get by being part of the union. Because they're so scared about people not wanting to be part of the union that they're glossing these things over instead of hitting it head on. And it boggles my mind that you can have a, because it's Sean O'Brien, right? The leader of the Teamsters. It just boggles my mind that he hasn't taken the time to help educate his people to be able to say, look, here's what the Biden-Harris administration has actually done. They saved a whole bunch of different pensions through one of the bills they had passed, and that would not have happened under Republicans.
Hell no, there's no way Trump is shoring up union pensions.
Right.
Are you flipping kidding me? This guy has been stiffing contractors since the first time he gets a shot call about whether or not to pay the people he hired to do work on his glitzy hotels and casinos. I mean, that is the track record here. It's just a failure of leadership. I think failure for people to take seriously their own interests.
Yes.
Like if you feel, if you're a union member or if you're just a regular middle class folk and you're feeling, you know, persuaded by the Trump Vance lie machine, care enough about your own self-interest to diligence what they're saying. When they say a tax cut, who actually reaps the greatest benefit of that? Is it you? Or is the tax cut designed to just help billionaires and the richest corporations and eventually to defund Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, and bankrupt the middle class?
Exactly. Or I've been persuaded enough to think that immigration is a far bigger issue than my pension. And that I'm gonna vote for someone who's going to, quote, you know, tackle this issue, which isn't really impacting me anyways, but I'm willing to put my pension at risk for that to happen.
It's a vote against self-interest at a very basic level. Tom, I also wanted to give you a crack to talk about Elon Musk. I feel like Elon's spinning out in a way that is not dissimilar to Donald Trump. He texted this, or not texted, X posted, "Find Taylor Swift, you win. I'll give you a child and guard your cats with my life." Creepy. He texted this, and no one is even trying to assassinate Biden or Kamala. He texted a debunked allegation that there was some bomb found outside of a Trump rally in Long Island. New York officials and law enforcement saying that was false. It was knowably false at the time. There was absolutely nothing behind it. This guy is a threat to democracy.
Yes.
He controls what you see and read, and he's totally crazy. What is going on with this Trump Musk love fest?
Well, first off, you and I, if you and I tweet what he tweets, the Secret Service would be knocking at our door.
Absolutely.
And second off, this is a direct offshoot of the Supreme Court decision about immunity granted to presidents, which then carries over to anybody in their sphere of influence.
Yep.
And it is, but this is the direction that we would be heading under a Trump presidency, where people like Elon Musk would have far more influence on what's happening and to the detriment of the rest of us.
Yeah, that's the, you know, it comes full circle. Our discussion with Dr. Sandoval,
yes.
Our discussion with Dr. Lyerly, and right. All, this is about a guy who's got access to a presidential candidate. They're both off their rockers. And if anybody thinks that Elon Musk or Donald Trump knows what it's like to buy a gallon of milk when it's more expensive, or to go in and look at what a pound of butter costs and go, oh my gosh, these are the guys that actually engage in the price gouging and the exploitation of workers that makes inflation happen.
Yes. And Elon Musk, his businesses are a direct result of government influence and money to help prop him up and keep him going. It's crazy to think that he doesn't understand that. And one of the reasons he's successful is because the rest of us loaned him money.
Yeah. It's just weird. They're all weird. Folks, that's Tom Paulswitz. He's with me every Thursday as a special guest co-host. Thanks so much, Tom. Thanks, everybody, for listening. I'm Maggie Dawn. This was the Thursday edition of The Maggie Dawn Show. Dom Salvia is up next. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it's always better when we stand together.